Carlos Benavides and Gail O'Brien here on Lumbee in the Morning. We're going to talk to our weather guru, Frank Zegliniaks from the University of Waterloo Weather Station. But first, to the Dave FM Snowmageddon Center with Gail O'Brien.
Winter storm warning continues. The weather has landed right now. Minus 6 feels like minus 14 with the wind chill. Expecting the snow to be heavy at times, blowing snow. But of course, we'll leave all that up to our expert. Frank, our high today, minus 5, low of minus 17 overnight.
Whoa, that's no good. Okay, let's chit the chat with Frank. Here he is, live and direct from Waterloo, the big afternoon radio show weather guru, Frank Zegliniaks. It's Frank, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Frank.
Hey there.
How are things up in Waterloo?
The snow has definitely started. We've gotten maybe like a centimeter so far, but nothing. It's just a precursor to the big stuff that's going to be coming up, that's for sure.
So what you're saying here is this is the first wave, what we're experiencing now?
We're about to get really the first big cell is about to hit the Kitchener-Waterloo area. And that's when it gets really intense, maybe a couple centimeters an hour. And that's probably going to last until kind of mid-afternoon, like around 3 o'clock. And then it'll start to taper off after that. And then about 6, 7-ish, it should actually be pretty much over in this area. And it'll keep moving to the east. But it's going to be from about now until about 3 p.m., it's going to get bad.
Now, Frank, you know, looking at the weather and trying to predict the weather, you must come under so much speculation. People were calling us this morning saying, hey, it was supposed to start at midnight. It was supposed to start at 4 o'clock. It did start at 7 o'clock. How do you predict when a storm is actually going to hit somewhere?
That is something. The original forecast about 2 days ago had the snow starting at about 2 a.m. But just the weather models, it actually went a little bit further south than the original models had, so that kind of delayed it in this area just a little bit. So there are just these big computer models that get run, and you know, even within 100 kilometers is still pretty good, but when it's your backyard that they kind of misjudge a little bit, you really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having a look at the University of Waterloo weather station right now. Minus 6 with that wind chill, minus 13. And also some information here on, the fall, because it's still fall. Winter doesn't arrive until Sunday, Frank.
That is correct. A lot of people are saying, wow, like this is just an incredible amount of snow we've had for the fall. And so I started looking that up. So we can officially say now this is the snowiest fall since 1951. You remember this fall of 51, don't you?
Oh, of course, yes.
Oh,
of course.
Frank.
Yes. What, do you think I'm Lumbee here? Hang on. Jeez.
And so it's going to turn out to be the third snowiest fall since records began back in 1915. So like you said, winter doesn't start till Sunday morning, and we're probably going to have about almost 100 centimeters before then, which is just crazy.
Wow. You know, Frank, you were saying 51, and I'm, you know, of course, when blizzards come, you recall, like, walking home as a kid, and you had to be three deep and hold hands and all that kinds of stuff. Are we right to think that we used to have tons of snow, and now we don't receive that kind of precipitation?
Certainly. Growing up, like, mid-70s and early 80s, always thought, boy, there's a lot more snow back then.
Yeah.
And I grew up in London, and I always thought, oh, maybe London gets a lot more snow than here. But it turns out, no, I've been to conferences where they've actually shown snowfall amounts over the past, like, 3 or 4 decades, and there was certainly a high there in the mid-70s. And then between the mid-80s and late 90s, it was definitely in a lower spot. And now, this last little while, we've kind of gone up a little bit.
Talking to Frank Zegliniaks, weather guru from the Big Afternoon Radio Show, coming up chatting with Gail and I here on Lumbee in the Morning. We've been using the term Snowmageddon. That's what Environment Canada has been calling it. And yesterday I thought it was a little over the top, because when you say anything with, Mageddon, it's like the end, Frank. It's the end of days, pretty much. So as a weather specialist, what are your thoughts on Snowmageddon?
I support Environment Canada's use of that term. Their job is to get everybody to realize that a big storm is coming. Their deal is public safety. So if they just would have said, oh, winter storm warning, winter storm watch, people kind of, okay, it's kind of in the background. You say Snowmageddon, and people kind of, they perk up their ears, and their job is that everybody in southern Ontario knew that a big storm was happening, and if they have to go a little bit of hyperbole with Snowmageddon, I say all the power to them. I swear every newscast and weather forecast I saw on TV, they used that expression. Mm-hmm. I even saw people on their Facebook updates, like on their status updates, they had Snowmageddon in it. So that just shows you how far it gone into the society. And I think that's fine. I think that their job was just to tell everybody that a big storm is happening, and if they have to do that, that's all the power to them.
And that's why you're the weather guru,
yes.
Frank. Believe me, it's given us all sorts of stuff to talk about,
fun.
Which has been a lot of fun. But as you say, you know, we're getting the message out. No one's missed what's happening outside. Everyone knows what's going on.
Exactly, and that's their job.
Maybe a bit of an obvious question, Frank, but we have a really big day coming up next week, and that big guy, Santa Claus, making the journey. Are we going to see a white Christmas?
I'd say it's pretty much guaranteed now. I couldn't imagine a sequence of events that would melt all this snow, especially with Sunday, and then even they're talking Wednesday to having another storm. So it's going to be white. I think the big guy will be able to get through. You know, he's got the reindeer and the big sled,
right.
So it won't stop him. But traveling plans again on that Christmas Eve are also going to be tough. So just like today, you gotta plan for the weather. You have to give yourself lots of time. And, you know, anywhere between 15 and 20 centimeters of snow is going to fall. Expect that you're going to get 30 centimeters. That's how you should plan your day. You're going to get the heaviest snowfall and kind of plan around that.
Excellent. Well, Frank, thank you very much for taking the time. We know this must be a busy day for you. And again, weather.uwaterloo.ca for the University of Waterloo Weather Station.
That's true. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Guys.